We are seeing here yet another example of this state taking advantage of the most vulnerable in our society and then refusing to give the appropriate redress, if any redress at all, when caught out. The Attorney General's report suggests that not only is it acceptable to take money from the most vulnerable in Irish society, but the state is then somehow not legally required to give it back when they are caught. Unfortunately, it wouldn't be true to say that I'm surprised at the Attorney General's findings. However, I will say that I'm extremely disappointed. The report takes an incredibly narrow view, and I would question the view that the Attorney General has decided to take on this. I think we also need to question the role of the Attorney General, an unelected official who has unchallenged power across all government departments and often the final say on incredibly significant issues such as this. It is concerning to me that we don't question this role more, given the weight and power of its decisions. But then ministers need something to hide behind when they make a decision, and that's why we don't question it. His report states that the public interest, including protecting the taxpayer, was the only interest of the state, and that questions of intergenerational fairness also arise in circumstances where any redress must be funded from the taxes of a younger generation of workers. This completely ignores the fact that the younger generations have also suffered from this in trying to fund their parents' or grandparents' care, and it also calls into question the Attorney General's idea of fairness. Is fairness taking advantage of the vulnerable in our society and then calling this a legally sound decision? Because it seems to me that the Attorney General certainly thinks so, and therefore this government thinks so as well.